the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, and Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us for his weekly visit. This portion of the program aimed at helping you with your health and well-being. Certainly lots of conversation. Dr. Jack, who's a well-known Nooka chiropractor, board certified, helps people in many different ways because of his philosophy of health and well-being. So the obesity epidemic, how many times do we revisit this? Almost every month there seems to be a new report. For some reason, the report that's out this week has gotten a lot more attention, a lot more discussion about eating well, eating right, what the problem is. It seems that in terms of health care, and this is not a new carb. I mean, there's nothing about this, Jack, that's new. You look at it, you listen to people, we have a problem. If you haven't heard the story, the study suggests that in the next 20 years or so, fully half of our population, if we keep going in the direction we're going, will be obese. If you go to colleges and high schools, you see even smaller kids in elementary school who are just plain fat. They eat the wrong foods. Their parents don't seem to care. They all say, oh, what are we supposed to do? We can't afford good food. And you know how nonsensical that approach is? Probably the one that annoys me the most. We can't afford good food. What are you talking about?
Well, what they're saying is that it's going to require a lifestyle change that we just don't want to commit to. My kid won't eat vegetables. My kid won't. Oh, he'll only eat bananas. He'll only eat peas or carrots. He won't eat anything else. It's because they don't set up an environment in which the child actually can do that.
Yeah.
We've done some experimentations with that if the child will actually prepare their own meal, if they'll make their own steamed broccoli, smothered in butter and sea salt, if they'll make their own steamed Brussels sprouts, mm-hmm. smothered in butter and sea salt, these kids will gobble this stuff down. It's when the dinner plate for a lot of these kids is a battleground. It's a battleground
between
the parents, and the parents just don't want to put the time into it.
Let's put this to a test. Richie, you have two children, mm-hmm. ages 5 and 8.
Yes.
If I remember correctly. All right. Mm-hmm. So we've had this conversation once in a while, but I haven't heard Jack suggest to the point. Now, if I'm remembering what you told us you fixed for dinner, because oftentimes you fix dinner. What you fixed for dinner last night, and I seem to remember something in olive oil, and so I'm putting like two and two together. Here's
last
Jack
night
talking
we
about
did,
broccoli.
We did bunless burgers.
Yeah,
Jack with
smart
with avocado, just a little sliced avocado with a little bit of drizzle, a little bit of olive oil, salt and pepper, or salt, tomatoes. You can either put it on the burger or on the side with the avocado. Mm-hmm. And I did, I cut up sweet potatoes and drizzled olive oil, salt, and pepper, put them in the oven for 30 minutes and made like sweet potatoes.
That sounds like a pretty healthy meal to me.
Yeah,
An excellent meal. There aren't any processed carbohydrates there.
But, Rich, you've told us that your children, especially Juliana, is very, very picky about veggies.
So
if you cook them in, as Jack suggested, in some kind of oil and put a little taste on them.
You know, I've never done the butter thing. You know, luckily we have 3 or 4 vegetables that they will eat, and we just kind of stick to those. And every now and then we try to introduce new things. And sometimes they will, sometimes they won't. Portobello mushrooms they'll eat, carrots, broccoli, peas, corn, stuff like that. Tomatoes.
Well, they'll eat the peas and the corn because they're loaded with sugar.
Right, right.
And most of the corn out there is genetically modified. So.
My son loves tomatoes. He will eat tomatoes raw.
Good.
Just like an apple.
Good for you.
Yeah, and they both love fruit. So I'm lucky in that I have a few things that they will
eat. But they didn't come by that. That's not by accident. You expose them. This is the point.
But it's
parents
hard,
who
man.
Expose,
it's,
that's baloney. It's not hard.
It's like,
if you don't expose them to anything else, they're going to know only that, only good, healthy food. The only reason that they're going to want to, I want to go to McDonald's, is because they watch television, they see the advertising, and their friends go, and that's the influence, the peer group influence or whatever it is. And if parents would be consistent like you are, then there would be a lot less. This is all about educating.
I'm
hello.
Well, it is. It is about educating, but I just got through making my son, who's 12 and a half years old, I just got through making his morning breakfast protein shake.
Yeah.
And I just started off with raw strawberries, and there's supplementation.
Wait a minute, hold on just a second. How does an old codger like you have a 12-year-old son?
Surprise of surprises.
Surprise! All right, anyway,
surprise of surprises.
I'm teasing you. Right,
he was born, born on my 49th birthday.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
We have the same birthday. Yeah, he's a good kid. He's tall.
Yeah.
He's never had a needle stuck in him once. He's known as the healthiest child at school because he's never sick.
No vaccines, Richie.
No vaccines, Roberta. And, you know, he'll pick up a little fever now and then that might last for 2 or 3, 4 hours, maybe half a day. It's over with. He's back on his feet. Everything is fine. But I made a protein shake for him because he cannot get through the day, even with the care that Mary and I give him, without supplementation. So I supplement vitamins, minerals, and enzymes every single day because he's going to get school lunch. He may end up at one of his friends' house in the afternoon for a snack or something. Yeah. I don't care because I know the bases were covered. And his protein shake this morning, raw strawberries, raw amino acids, raw vitamins and minerals, and a good dose of Udo.
How long did it take you to do that? How long?
It probably took me 2.5 to 3 minutes because I do it every morning.
Is your child, your son or daughter, worth 2.5 to 3 minutes a morning? That's the question.
Yeah, of course they are.
So then why don't all parents do what Jack has done?
Because it's a lot easier to give them a bottle of pasteurized milk and processed carbohydrates and a box of cereal.
Frosted Flakes.
So they don't have to think about it. They don't have to put out any effort. They don't have to actually invest more time. And then that's where you're seeing this explosion of obesity.
The cereal's not cheap.
Oh, it's $4 a box. Yeah.
And you get maybe 5, 6 bowls out of it.
Unless, hold on a second, just a minute. We were talking to Roberta earlier about what she had for breakfast, Jack. Roberta, describe for Jack what you had for breakfast and how much we figure it cost.
I had a bowl of oatmeal. And it cost what? 50 cents? 40
Fruit,
cents?
Oatmeal. How long did it take? How long did it take to cook the oatmeal?
A minute.
See, if you're going to do this, when you first get up, put your oatmeal on the stove that's the 40-minute oatmeal. Get the steel-cut raw oatmeal that takes a while to cook. That still has the nutrition in it. The one-minute oatmeal, the nutrition's gone.
But still,
that's why it only takes a minute to cook it.
It's better than if you're off the option being Frosted Flakes or oatmeal.
I'll let you win that argument.
Thank you.
So and we had fresh strawberries as well.
How do you get around?
Even better,
Jack. I did four or five years ago. I did your cleansing diet.
The cleanse,
where you do the fruit shakes. That's all you do is fruit shakes. And was there vegetables on that? Or is it just
I think you break it up with some vegetables now and then. Yes.
So it's been that long ago. Has Jack been around that long?
Oh yeah. It's been at least four years.
Woo.
So anyway, all you do is fruit and vegetables, and so I did the fruit shakes every morning. That gets spendy.
It does.
Why is it spendy about it?
But
because it takes a lot of grapes and a lot of oranges.
How's that spendy? How much does it cost to buy breakfast at Denny's? Mm. The Grand Slam breakfast. How much does that cost?
I guess you're out the door for it. I mean, I don't know. Breakfast.
$7?
If we were to go downstairs to the little deli, you'd spend $7.
Okay. And you're telling me you spend $7 for oranges and bologna?
For oranges, grapes, apples, bananas, whatever it is, the strawberries I was putting in there, absolutely I was.
And that's one meal?
What does it cost you to make your son's fruit shake smoothie every morning?
Well, what's 4 or 5 frozen strawberries, a half of a frozen banana, and a scoop of different types of supplements that I put in there that cover the amino acids, the vitamins, the minerals, the enzymes. I'll bet that thing doesn't cost $2-3 at the outside.
It's cheap enough.
Yeah.
All right, so the point we're making here in this discussion of where we are in our natural state of obesity, the people who say it's too expensive to buy well, that's just not true.
Did you hear the latest thing this morning about women who were overweight when they conceived a child? Not the women who put on weight during a pregnancy and keep it, but the women who were overweight before they got pregnant. The studies are showing now these children have cognitive problems and learning problems.
There's
a poll. Because of the sugar.
The poll we have today at DougStefan.com reflecting on this study, which again claims that 42% of you could be obese in the next 20 years. The question is, how overweight are you? A, 5 to 10 pounds. B, 10 to 20 pounds. C, 20 to 50 pounds. D, 50 to 100 pounds. E, over 100 pounds. F, I'm not overweight. G, I don't know, and it's none of your business anyway. So those are the variables. And I'm 5 to 10 pounds overweight. That hasn't got anything to do with obesity. It just has to do with what I do over the wintertime versus what I do in the summertime.
Well, I've lost 26 in the last 6-7 weeks. I've lost 26 pounds.
Yeah.
And I'm still losing about 2 to 3 ounces a day, and I'm happy with what I'm doing. Plenty of energy, and I don't need afternoon naps, and I just plow right on through the day.
What did you say, Rich?
What do you do different? We know you work hard.
Me?
You're
talking to me.
On the farm, yeah.
I'm much more social in the wintertime, and I eat out more. I hardly ever eat out when I'm on the farm. I eat when the vegetables, we've already started planting the garden.
So for half the year you're good, and for half the year you're...
Maybe more. No, 4 months I'm not good, and 8 months I am good.
But that's how mankind has been traditionally for thousands upon thousands of years.
Yeah.
We eat the fat of the harvest, and we put on weight during the wintertime because we don't have that much access to food except what was in the fruit cellars or what kind of game we could kill during the winter.
Right.
And during the spring and summer, we would put it back on. During the wintertime, we would lose it. We're genetically wired for that.
Well, I just think this is a stimulating conversation on an issue that we are confronting pretty much every day here in America, and I wanted you to be up to date with Jack's thoughts. Check out Jack's website, jackstockwell.com. This is the Doug Stafford Good Day program at 19 past the hour.
Summer celebrations are fast approaching, and with the Sherwin-Williams exterior stain sale, it's the perfect time to gear up for them. Through July 8th, Deckscape's deck stains are only $29.99 per gallon, and save on power washer rentals where available. Now you can clean, prep, stain, and seal your deck all in one day, with plenty of money left over to throw a great party on it. Woodscape siding stains are also on sale for just $31.99 a gallon. Get your stain project started today at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store, or visit sherwinwilliams.com/deck.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. And here are just some of the many reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%, APR 4.22%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
All right, we get a little howling going on, Richie?
Absolutely. Ow! It's that time
thinking
of the month.
Right, it's that time of the month. Right.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail: women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with Cintas uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Program. Roberta Fasinelli, one of the most fanatical Bruce Springsteen fans on the planet. She goes to, 20 concerts of his a year?
But if he's touring, I've been to over 300. I stopped counting at 300.
Been to 300 of the concerts put on by Bruce Springsteen. So there are some people who are concerned about Bruce Springsteen getting involved in social commentary. Apparently, he was interviewed in Rolling Stone by Jon Stewart. He complained about the level of greed in the financial industry, praised the Wall Street, the Occupy Wall Street movement, which upset some people. I don't know why. I mean, I think there's a lot to be said for that. Anyway, he was criticized about his contribution to income inequality. He's in terms of being the top 1%, I didn't realize. I knew he was, because of his roots, probably a Democrat. I don't know that he's as rabid about Obama as George Clooney is he?
Well, he definitely, he played at some Obama rallies. And, you know, at every show he talks about this, and he says, you know, the top 1%, including rich guitar players, you know, which he's referring to himself.
Right.
But Bruce gives away a tremendous amount of money very quietly that, you know, he doesn't want anybody to know about.
Yeah.
To local.
So how do you know about it then?
He also declares his property in New Jersey as farmland so he doesn't have to pay as high of a tax rate on it.
Well, the Colesnet property,
same thing.
Yes.
Is it real farm?
He has horses on it.
It's a real farm.
It's a real farm, and he has horses on it as well. Yeah. But he's been politically for the longest time. He
crank
didn't say
Roberta,
anything
yeah.
political, and I think it's during the Bush administration is when he really started speaking out for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So
a lot of us started speaking out during the Bush administration.
Yeah.
All right. So also apparently Bruce is lending his hand to the search, or was involved in that search for the missing college student.
On
Facebook and Twitter to post a missing persons poster for Franco Garcia, who'd been missing from a school where his son goes. And he tried to help out. And I wondered what happened there, Roberta, if you knew.
I don't know.
You know all the Bruce news.
So that article in Rolling Stone that you referred to?
Yeah.
In that issue, there is also a lengthy article about Bank of America that makes your hair stand on end.
Of course. Bank of America is a horrible institution.
Yeah, horrible. You read that,
like the big banks, all of them, Chase.
You're in shock when you
Wells
read it.
Fargo.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. They'll do. It's the kind of things that go on in these big banks.
Truly unbelievable.
Yeah, right. This week we've had some pretty good videos of the day, Richie. There was one, I think, yesterday or the day before, with the zoo in Oregon being the focus, an adult lioness wanting to eat a toddler who's sitting with a family on the other side of the glass.
Yeah.
The lion's just sitting there, and you can... Yeah, it's, I mean, it could be construed as being kind of scary, but yet it's not really, because you know that
the glass is there, right?
Yeah, you know the glass is there. Another good video of the day, this fellow Nick McCaig, who was so taken with Star Wars Day last week, he created an a cappella vocal version of the Star Wars theme.
It's very cool.
Where he sings all the instrumentation. Took him 300 hours, 90 separate tracks. I don't know whether you've got, you can grab a little of that audio from our video of the day. I think it was yesterday's video of the day, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. If you can't do it now, then we'll do it a little bit later on, because it's very cool. And one of the reasons I'm pointing this out is because we have some clever things that a lot of people are doing, and we want you to see them. That's why we focus on them and have them specially highlighted in our video of the day. Check it out every day at DougStephan.com.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
A beautiful garden doesn't have to cost a fortune, because Walmart makes it easy to kill weeds without killing your budget. Get Roundup Weed and Grass Killer Ready to Use Plus in a 1.33-gallon pump-and-go sprayer, just $14.92. Use it on sidewalk cracks, gardens, even on flower beds. It kills weeds to the root, no mixing or measuring required. Walmart can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. See for yourself. Come in and check out Walmart's awesome selection. Pick up some Roundup today. Oh, and always remember to follow label directions. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
There are 90 days of summer ahead. Why not make the most of every one? Come to our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's today. You'll find bright ideas for looking fresh and fabulous all season. Best bronzing tips, safe in the sun smarts, and no melt makeup advice. Let's get the season started right now. A free 14-day supply of Super City Block SPF 40 is waiting with your consultation. Sound great? Then we'll see you at our Summer in Clinique event at Macy's. One to a client.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com, or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The Doug Steffen Good Day way to spend some quality time with some of your friends, like Rich McFadden, who's in our studio in Washington, Roberta Fasanelli, who's in New York. In a few minutes, we're going to meet Dr. Greg Hipskind, who is a specialist in the area of brain injuries. There have been a lot of people spending a lot of time talking about the death of Junior Seau last week. And so this man, arguably, Richie, the leading expert in the kinds of things that are going on in regions of the brain that are affected by the activities of football, hockey, soccer, that sort of thing. This is a constant item of interest for me. When I came upon this last year, after I'm trying to remember actually why it was that I first got onto this. I think it was because of my connection with SaraScan.
Right, and they were talking
in Denver.
It,
right. Yeah, right. So anyway, this is a leading expert in this field. We'll talk about Junior Seau. We'll talk about what the latest news is, the information that you need to know if you and or your children, people in your family, are pursuing this sort of an activity. So please, if this is important to you, and why wouldn't it be? This is a purposeful discussion. You know, I often think one of our slogans at Heidelberg is to try to find people and help people create a life of purpose and distinction. Purpose, life without purpose. You know, that analogy of the ship without a rudder. You think about what your purpose is in life. Do you think about that in a way that brings you actually around to thinking, what? Remember that song from George Harrison, What is Life? Remember that song?
Yep.
What is, and there's another one that goes back to a lot earlier, What is Love? 5 foot of heaven in a ponytail. Remember that song? Your mind reaches out every day. You may not even acknowledge it. You are looking to achieve something each day. Some of you just existence. Some of you just want to put food on the table. Some of you just want to be left alone. Others are out there. You want to create things. You want to do things. You're active. You're loving. You're helpful. You have a goal, and every one of you can establish a goal that in your mind is something that's worthwhile. That's what you got to do. What's your goal today? What's your goal this week, this month, this year? What's your goal in life? Roberta's goal is to get her life in order in her apartment. She owns a building in New York and done a lot of work on it. So her goal at the moment mm-hmm. is to get that all fixed and get it in order so that there is peace and harmony there.
Right, so move on.
Right. Richie's goal is to continue to run this network that he's connected to and make sure that it's credible. That's what his work goal is. At home, he's wanting to make his family happy and healthy, all of those things. There are plenty of other things. But the point I'm making is for you to get to the next step, you kind of have to have that picture in your mind. And you got to have a mind that works. And so many men, and to an extent some women, but mostly men, are having that ability taken away from them because of decisions that are made to get involved in various sports activities, or there are other activities that certainly are perilous, driving a car too fast, having an accident. I mean, there are all kinds of ways. And people can argue, well, if we don't play football, we'll play something else that'll hurt us. Everything hurts us. And, yeah, to a point you can make that argument. But there's some stuff that's just so dramatically easy to understand that I want Dr. Hipskin to take some time with us today, tell us what the latest is, and why it is that maybe you may want to think twice about having somebody you care about involved in these activities. So we'll get to that conversation with Dr. Greg Hipskin in just a moment here on Good Day.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than 2 big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
To help keep diabetes in control, minimizing high and low blood sugars is key. But for the nearly 26 million Americans with diabetes, this can be a challenge. Now, technology takes blood sugar testing a step further. The new OneTouch Berio IQ is the first and only meter to look for patterns of high and low blood sugar and provide alerts right on the screen. With every test, the meter compares the current result with previous results to identify patterns people may not know exist. Endocrinologist Dr. Steve Edelman.
This tool is particularly valuable for people taking insulin because they're at the greatest risk of experiencing low blood sugar. They also test to adjust their insulin for meals and activity. Now, instead of just treating highs and lows as they happen, the new OneTouch Berio IQ meter helps people identify patterns so they can look for root causes. Then, they can take action to prevent them in the future.
Dr. Edelman also advocates a healthy diet and exercise to help manage diabetes. For more information, visit OneTouch.com. I'm Lynn Thompson.
Speaking of managing, Roberta Fasanelli is pretty good at managing your money and helping you to save. As the queen of cheap, she's always on the job.
Well, yeah, Doug, there's something called Mominomics, mom plus economics, get it? And it's a way of shopping from Vitacost.com because, you know, a lot of times you'll clip coupons, and just because a coupon looks good, but it's for stuff you really don't necessarily want. It's just like, wow, I got a dollar off. But you can go to Vitacost.com and experience Mominomics because you can get the better household essentials, your health and beauty products, your vitamins, your supplements, even natural and organic foods, and they're all up to 50% off, no coupons. Coupon clipping necessary. Plus, Vitacost ships every order over $49 right to your door, absolutely free. So experience Mominomics and take your shopping list. That's so hard to say. Take your shopping list to Vitacost.com and take the cost out of healthy living.
Dr. Greg Hipskin is, as I said a few minutes ago, a leading expert in TBI. So let's start with that, Dr. Hipskin. Thank you for joining us. What is TBI?
Well, good morning, Doug. Thanks for having me on your show.
TBI is an abbreviation for traumatic brain injury, which, as you know, is the current topic and popular medical item with the recent suicide of one of the football stars.
Well, there have been a number of football players who have taken their own lives, and interestingly enough, on a number of occasions, Dr. Hipskin, they have offed themselves in a way to protect their brain so their brain can be examined. So they obviously knew what they were doing and had a purpose in doing it.
I think that's exactly right. Junior Seau did preserve his brain. I think he had an episode a year ago of running his car off the cliff, and I think that was one of the symptoms of his traumatic brain injury. I think he was fully aware of what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a call for help, and I think when he eventually committed suicide, by preserving his brain and shooting himself in the chest, I think he was clearly sending a message to us all that there was been something wrong with his brain for some time.
Let's talk a little bit about how one understands what the impacted regions of the brain are from these sorts of injuries. I don't know. I know you're connected to the folks at Seriscan out in Denver, and Seriscan is the place that I went last year, and it was sort of because John Kelly and John Adams, both of whom you know, are friends of mine. And I was talking about the whole idea of Seriscan as how I led into this football thing on the air, and I've been talking about it consistently since then. Well, I had a brain scan, and there were some things that were read, at least by the fellow there, that caused concern for him and for me. Subsequently, I've had it read by a couple of other people. Maybe there's a little difference in interpretation. But what I sort of wanted to know from you is what kinds of things are common when you read, and that's what you really do. You're reading, you're looking at the information that comes from the scan, sort of like an MRI in a manner of speaking, but the special software that creates an image that's unlike anything else that you can read, right, anywhere.
Oh, that's correct. The type of imaging that Seriscan does, they're a very fine facility in Denver, one of the best in the country, and they have some of the most advanced technology, including software that was developed by probably one of the premier brain imagers in the world. And with that software, the type of imaging that's done there, Doug, is called functional brain imaging. We're looking at, rather than just the structure of your brain cells, whether your brain cells are actually there or not.
Uh-huh.
It is actually able to tell you how the ones that you have are working,
right,
region by region.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to compare you within that software to a normal population set. So it's very cutting-edge technology they have there in Denver.
All right, we're talking to Dr. Greg Hipskind, who is a certified brain injury specialist, a member of the Brain Injury Association of America, about the potential. What happens to these people who have this sort of brain injury? The most common cases seem to be coming from those who are involved in really heavy contact sports. There was an issue earlier on this year, Dr. Hipskin, I think it was New Orleans. Richie, you can help me with this if I'm remembering. Mm-hmm. New Orleans, was it New Orleans that was fined?
Yes, for the bounty.
Right. Yeah. So they told some of their players, apparently, Dr. Hipskin, to go out and be much more physical with the opponents. And that led to more of these sorts of injuries. And then public seems to get outraged about this. But in general, the whole message of football and hockey and some of these other very aggressive sports is to, in fact, injure your opponent, right?
Well, you know, this is all true. And this is unfortunately something that is part of that culture, which will hopefully be changed by some of the new technology we have. But really, Doug, the issue is much bigger than the aggressive, violent sports. Those are the ones that are capturing the headlines. But what we have going on in America, as reported by the Center for Disease Control in 2003 to their report to Congress, is we have a silent epidemic of brain injury, of TBI, traumatic brain injury in America. What we're learning from this new advanced technology that's available in places like Seriscan in Denver is that even very mild injuries can cause permanent brain damage. We have, and the CDC described this as a silent epidemic. Uh-huh. And we have 1.7 million new traumatic brain injuries every year. Of those 1.7, 85% of them are mild. They're just very, they're what we would call concussions. People don't even necessarily pass out.
Yep.
And yet of those 1.4 million, some 10 to 15% can develop permanent brain damage.
Now, and we're not just talking about sports-related injuries here. To be fair, I'll use myself as an example, Dr. Hipskin. When I was 3 years old, I fell down a set of stairs and cut open a big gash in the side of my head on a metal door jamb. And I was wearing a sort of felt parka, and my head was enclosed in that. And when my mother brought me to the doctor, he said I would have died had I not had on that melton cloth sort of top. So when I had my Cerascan brain injury, the fellow who read it went right to that part of my brain because there appears to be, for lack of a better way of describing it, a hole there where there's nothing. At first they thought it might have been some kind of a cancer, and then upon realizing it, just when my brain hit that that metal pole, it apparently pushed it in to a point. And you know, I mean, I'm a little strange, apparently, and whether that is
apparently
what caused it seems to be a matter of discussion. But that's the kind of stuff you're talking about in part, right?
That's exactly the kind of things we're talking about, Doug. And these MRIs and CAT scans will often not show that.
Yeah.
But in your case, I haven't seen the scan myself.
You're welcome to look at it. It's there. I'm happy to have you look at it. You can tell me what you think.
It sounds like that there is an area that these types of images, these SPECT images, they're called, are similar to PET scans.
Mm-hmm.
They show functional areas of where brain cells are working or not. You apparently have some areas in your brain where the brain cells, while not actually dead, may be under-functioning.
Yeah. So, Dr. Hipskin, what do we do about that? I mean, obviously, you know, life happens. Kids fall off of swing sets.
Yeah.
Kids fall
Correct.
Downstairs. People jump out of their truck and bang their head on the door.
Right. Hello.
I mean, what is the message of the CDC and the silent killer? Is there some alert that we're supposed to? I mean, what are we going to grip tape and grab rails everywhere?
Well, fortunately, as sensitive and vulnerable as the brain is, it's also fairly resilient, and such that, as I mentioned before, of these mild traumatic brain injuries, these 1.3 to 5 million new mild injuries, 85 to 90% of them will resolve without any permanent effects. But we're talking about a small percentage in which there can be permanent damage, and unfortunately, you know, statistics, if you crunch numbers long enough, they'll confess to anything. A small percentage of 1.5 million, that's a couple hundred thousand people a year, can sustain a relatively mild concussion and actually end up with some permanent effects from it.
Yeah.
And
so how do we deal with this without scaring the hell out of everybody?
Well,
there's a telling chuckle there.
Well, I think it's important information to be aware that the brain is more vulnerable than we think. It's important, for example, to wear helmets. We have state laws where there are states where you're not required to wear a helmet when you ride a bike or a motorcycle, and this is just, you know, insanity. As far as I'm concerned, it's inviting disaster, and often these injured people get injured more permanently than they need to be. We have to be more careful about things like are happening in sports. We have another whole big thing with the traumatic brain injuries with our returning war veterans.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
We got the body armor. The whole body's protected, but the brain isn't.
It's not, yeah.
And fortunately, they're surviving.
Yeah.
But the brains are being exposed
what's
to
life?
Trauma as well.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of sources in our culture between our, you know, desire for gladiator sports and violent contact, and lax state laws and returning.
It's a whole, it's just a whole can of worms. All right, Dr. Hipskin, thank you. I suggest that if you're interested more in finding out the story behind the story here, you visit Cerascan.com, C-E-R-E-S-C-A-N, Cerascan.com. Things going on in your brain you can't understand. You may want to check them out. Dr. Greg Hipskin with us here on Good Day.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Always been a big fan. Roberta loves this guy.
Love him.
A New Yorker. Richie loves him. I don't know whether Chucky likes Billy Joel or not.
Not like Billy Joel.
You don't like him?
Well, how can you not like him?
I think he's sometimes a little over the top. But there are four or five songs he's recorded over his career, and he's had a long and strong career that are really kind of good. This is a cool song from Disney's Oliver and Company. Crack it up, Richie, for a sec, will you? Why Should I Worry? In addition to this song, Billy Joel provided the voices of Dodger in the animated take on Oliver Twist. Remember that?
That's very cool.
Some of that stuff. Billy Joel is 63 today, celebrating his 63rd birthday. So he's got some experience. How many times has he been married? He's had a couple of pretty good wives that he doesn't seem to be able to handle.
Four or five. He was married to Christie Brinkley for a while.
Yeah. Right? Aren't they still fighting, or are they... Seems to me.
No, I think they're okay.
They're okay?
Yeah.
No, it's, you know, it's her, Christie Brinkley.
It's her recent divorce.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, they have a child, I think, or two together, don't they?
Yeah.
And they're pretty good about that?
Yep.
Yeah, they do.
Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments is the part of the program where we understand what's going on in the world of movies, video, DVDs, that sort of thing. Chucker's the man. And if he can't do it, nobody can. Yeah, da, 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 da. Okay. Anyway.
Thank you, Mitzi Russell.
Yeah. So we have a movie today. We celebrate these two movies. Like, we go back and forth. One year we do one, another year we do the other, because they were so similar. They were out at the same time. And it's hard for me to believe that it was, let's see, what did they, 14 years ago these movies were out. One of them came out early in May, the other one came out late in May. They both had the same theme, and they both had an all-star cast, and they were both good movies. Interestingly enough, Chucker, you already know the two that I'm talking about, and I suspect many people also listening know that I'm talking. So you, in your mind,
now
maybe
it's a matter
think,
of which one
exactly.
is it.
Yep, we'll play three cuts from one of the two movies. You tell us which of the two movies it is. It's simple. If you know the answer, it's always simple. 800-510-8255. You win the prize if you haven't won before and can figure out what these sounds came from.
If she knows, how long can it be before CNN or the Post breaks the story?
800-510-TALK. You get the, that was the president. You played the president, all right? Next.
Beginning tonight and continuing until the crisis passes, I am declaring a state of martial law.
T Tia Leone is the female lead in the movie, if that helps you. Next clip, Richie, last one.
It is fall, but they are rebuilt. And heroes die, but they are remembered.
All right, so this is an exercise in futility. I forget that the Washington area phone system is kaputsky. Somehow or other, our phones are all screwed up. So those of you who are
keep calling,
trying to get through, I forgot all about that.
Me
so
too.
All right, what? So you know what? Let's do this contest tomorrow.
But let's ask Chuck if he knows which one it is. No,
yeah, but
we'll
that gives it away. Then we'll spoil it. Do it tomorrow.
It's always confusing to me all which right, one. So. Is, right. Chuck, which a which one is this? And in B, did they both do well in the box office? Because they were
They both. This is a Deep Impact. And they both were pretty big hits.
Big movies.
I think Armageddon was a little bigger, but Deep Impact did about $175 million at the box.
How is it that the movie companies don't know that the other one is making the exact same movie at the same time?
This happens a lot, actually.
The only difference is that Armageddon was a little bit more action-oriented. Deep Impact was more character-driven.
Philosophical,
right. I like both of them, actually.
I did,
like
too. Both good movies, good flicks. All right, so Chucker's got some movie news for us. You might as well lay it on us, Chucker.
All right, so filming underway on A Good Day to Die Hard, the fifth installment in the popular Die Hard franchise.
Ooh.
Bruce Willis back once again as Detective John McClane. The story takes place in Moscow, Russia, and centers in on John McClane and his son in this film. To no one's surprise, Disney announced yesterday that an Avengers 2 is in development. What's this mean? Well, it means that it'll happen, but probably won't for another 2 to 3 years. And Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone, who can soon to be seen in The Expendables 2, currently shooting another action film together that takes place at a prison titled A Tomb. Schwarzenegger also signed up for a new action movie titled of The Ten. So he's inked for...
I heard, Chucker, I heard that he's a little depressed because of what's happened with his wife, and he's just decided that he's going to work. He's going to go from one movie to the next movie to the next movie. He's already shot like 4, right? Since he got out of...
Yeah, he shot 3. This will be his... The 10 will be the 4th. The interesting thing is, you know, before he went into politics, his career at the box office was really waning.
Right.
Well, you know, will people come back to see him?
Yes.
In a big way, big way.
The answer is yes, they will. I'm pretty convinced of that. All right. So anyway, there's the story. Lots of good stories, in fact. And that's what Chuck Curry is all about. Check out his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond. You can connect to that through DougStephan.com. 59 past the hour on Good Day.